Hello, out there in Radio Universe. You've tuned into Relative Velocity. I'm the Pan-Galactic Space Junkie. I don't, of course, broadcast to the entire universe, which incidentally is leaking. Here's a picture of it. I, of course, have a soundtastic show lined up for you folks this evening. It's going to blow your minds wide open.
Enough! My alien ears are bleeding!
H to the C is my prime directive. H to the C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got just one thing to say to you, John.
What's that?
Congratulations, my friend.
Congratulations to yourself.
It's the 10th showversity. We made it. There were a few bumps in the road, but we're here. We got fancy drinks with umbrellas. That's right.
They make this sound. That's not an example of my incredible sound design skills.
Nope, that's two drinks. And this is...
a clink. It didn't sound very good, though. Let's try it again. There. That sounded like a clink. I don't want to break the glasses, though.
You should maybe add a clink sound.
Nah, fuck that. This is our 10th showversary. No time for fucking around.
We gotta be real. We gotta keep it real.
We have such a good show for you all, person or people. Or dogs, cats. All species are welcome at H to the C, especially on a momentous occasion as this.
I'm not sure what you just said there, John, but that's right. We welcome all species. We're even actually emitting a sound above the frequency of normal human hearing that only birds can hear. And so you're welcome, birds.
Yep, patented bird commentary technology.
H to the C Co. is responsible for that, of course.
Yep, so we've got some exciting things coming up. The Ska Tramp story is really starting to heat up and hit its stride, I think.
You're going to want to stay tuned for this, folks. You cannot miss this.
This is the beginning of a whole new arc.
I can see this story going on for a very, very long time, John.
Yeah, when this thing first started, I had no idea what we're in for. And I can tell you this much, fair listener. You don't know what you're in for from now on either, even more so.
Yeah, it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. It's like a
deep thing, like a what's deep, a well?
It's a well, but it's also like
it's a well of story goodness.
It's a well that's filled with a giant onion, just layer after layer that keeps going deeper and deeper.
Layered and deep. You can't ask for anything more from an entertainment source story type thing.
John, I think we've said enough. If they don't listen now, that's on them.
And also, to celebrate our 10th showversary, we're going to class up Parents on Film. Edna and Josiah are going to be reviewing a classic film.
They're going to reach into the Academy's Top 100 list, and they're going to pull out Gone with the Wind.
Do you usually watch the movie and then listen to the Parents on Film, or do you listen to the Parents on Film and then watch the movie?
I always watch the movie first.
I think I will pay the segment true respect by listening to the intro part where Edna and Josiah kind of discuss the movie that they're going to watch, and then I'll pause it right before the trailer, because I don't want to watch the whole trailer, because I feel that that ruins the movie for me. So I'm going to pause it, watch the movie, fast forward through the trailer, and then listen to Edna and Josiah as they react to the movie, almost in real time to my own reaction to the movie.
You know what, John? I'm just so excited for this episode. Let's get things started. It's going to be the best ever.
And we're going to kick it all off with Kicking Your Ass and Fucking Your Bitch by Anal Cunt. Who has the goddamn nerve to call us in the middle of the intro? Hello?
This is Dolores Pewsniffer from Friend and Family Magazine.
Hey, Dolores.
Hey, Dolores. How's it going?
We love hearing
from
you.
How do you think it's going?
It's good. Good. Are you doing well? You sound well.
No, I am not doing well.
Well, what can we do for you?
How may we pleasure you today, Dolores?
I think you know what's going on. I'd like to see you in my office as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, we're doing the show here, and
No, that's okay. We can take a break. We'll be right over, Dolores. It's okay, John. Right. Yeah, we'll be right over. We'll see you in a few minutes.
All right. Why are we interrupting the show to go over and see shoulder pads?
I love when you call her that. John, I don't know a whole lot about women, but I know one thing, and that is when they say that you know what you have done, and you don't know what you have done, you need to find out what you have done as soon as possible.
Well, let's put on a different song.
I think I know just a song. Something that...
Say something about happiness?
Yeah, and you know what, John? I think you should throw this tie on, and I'll take this one, and...
The old businessman's noose.
That's right, John. The old masturbation enhancer.
Anal cunt. You. Kicking your ass and fucking
Thank
your
you very
bitch.
Much. You might know this one.
Cross country skiing.
Let the river be your guide.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miss Pewsniffer?
Yes, what is it?
Those two fellas from H to the Z are here to see you.
Send them in.
Hey!
Doris!
Gentlemen?
How are you, you old so-and-so?
Beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Gentlemen, please have a seat.
Okay, is me on the right and you on the left?
No, I want to be on the right.
Okay,
you're always on the right.
Wait, no. Are you sure?
No, I'm not comfortable over here.
No, let's switch back.
Ahem.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, yeah, we're sitting
just
down.
Just getting comfortable here. You said to take a seat, and we didn't know which seat to
I expect
take.
You know why you're here today.
Sure. I think we do. I think there has been some confusion, though.
Are the numbers in?
The numbers?
The programming numbers?
Programming numbers. Where do I begin? Maybe with Manitoba milk bags?
I am jonesing for a Manitoba milk bag right now.
I know. It's been like, I think 13 hours for me.
Oh.
I don't want to hear any more about this.
Oh, okay.
All right, sure.
To each his own.
Message received.
Whatever you're into, freak.
So, if that's all, we'll just get out of your hair and back to recording the show.
That is not all. Do I have to mention the kidnapping of Edna and Josiah and the on-air execution of their mentally ill captor? Of this ringing a bell with you?
The thing about that
which
is...
led to the utterance of a cuss word during a family segment.
Well, yeah, and it's unacceptable. And I told Ryan that it was unacceptable, and he agreed back to me when he said to me that it was unacceptable.
I did say it was unacceptable, and John, you remember that the next day I told you again that it was unacceptable.
There's no place for cuss words.
I apologized before, and I'll apologize again. And that's why we did the G-rated episode, because I know that I know how unacceptable it was. Wasn't that unacceptable,
Ryan? It was totally unacceptable, and... I mean, I think everybody can agree that the G-rated episode was a resounding success.
Oh, yes, the G-rated episode. Yeah. You did agree to do a G-rated episode.
Yes, and we certainly did.
Pulled it off with flying colors.
The song choices of that G-rated episode, the songs that consisted of murder and rape and sodomy and urination and
music
sex
department.
And incest and blasphemy, yeah. And worst of all, Marilyn Manson...
Yeah. The Marilyn Manson, I know there was a line crossed there, and we have fired
completely
four people because of that snafu.
Completely unacceptable.
When you lay it all out like that, yeah, it looks a little bit dark, but I mean...
But, you know, there wasn't any swearing on the non-musical parts of the show.
I was going to let it all slide, but then I hear you spent $215,000 on a business trip to Las Vegas, plus hookers?
Well,
the hookers were our recreational expense. They weren't actually part of the business.
Yeah, that's, like, you can't go to Las Vegas without hookers. And we put out a serious episode from that business trip.
Do you really think this is behavior that is representative for the followers of Friends and Family magazine?
Well, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
We're bringing our listeners to you as well.
Yeah, so, and our listeners, they have an appreciation for that sort of thing. And
seriously, Dolores, let's break it down now.
And the programming.
You want to talk Las Vegas? 15 people downloaded that episode.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, and I don't care. I'm afraid we have no choice. No choice but to cut all ties with H to the C podcast.
Ryan, I told you these ties were a bad idea.
Wait, I I zoned out there for a second. Did you say you're cutting our ties?
We are cutting all ties.
You're not cutting this tie. This is my favorite tie. We have to cut all ties for?
This isn't even my tie. It's his.
I don't think it's working out between H to the C podcast and Friend and Family magazine.
But Synergy?
Synergy?
Yeah.
Synergy?
H to the C, Friend and Family magazine. They synergize each other.
Oh, yeah? Does that synergize well with the lewd phone calls you've been making to my personal cell phone in the evenings?
Well,
I don't really know what Synergy you like means, it. So maybe
and,
it does.
You know, you just had that baby, and it's not easy to find a good chick that you can do a Manitoba milk bag with. Come on.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but pretty understandable. I mean, there's only a certain percentage of the world's population that are pregnant.
Look at those milky
jugs. Absolutely
jokes.
Reprehensible and disgusting.
We don't judge you.
That's one man's opinion, I guess.
Judge not, lest he be judged.
Gentlemen!
Ring a bell. Jeez.
I've made up my mind.
Okay, we'll lose the ties.
All right, fine. I'll cut my tie myself. I don't understand why you have such a vendetta.
We are dropping the funding.
I saw guys out in the hallway with ties.
Wait, Ryan. Did you hear that?
We are dropping the funding for your show.
She's not going to give us money to do the show anymore.
That's right. We will no longer contribute financially to your H to the C podcast.
Wait, yeah,
fine
but...
Fine with me, lady. I still get a paycheck.
We don't work for free.
Well, no. We still get a paycheck.
No, but she's not going to send us a paycheck anymore. But
why would she send us a paycheck?
Why would we do the pod? We're not going to do the podcast for free.
We get a paycheck from the podcast. Who cares about her paychecks?
Excuse me. Can I ask you gentlemen to leave now?
Yeah,
we're done here.
Just a minute, Toots.
We're trying to sort something out right now, so...
So, are we done?
We done with...
Well, we can't do the show for free.
Well, we got one already in the bag.
I'd like for you to leave now, please.
I would like for us to leave, too, but we've got some shit to... some things to figure out.
I totally forgot you were over there, so... Just relax
yeah,
for a
so,
second.
Well, we can't... We've got... We have to wrap up the Scott Tramps storyline. There's hours and hours and hours of story left to tell.
We are so done here.
Yeah.
Are There's you nothing... still here?
There's nothing left to discuss. I would like you to leave, please.
How are we gonna... We can't finish off the whole Scott Tramp story in one episode, Dolores.
Yeah, and you guys already...
I don't care what you do. I don't care. Just get out of my office.
You are being very rude.
I'm giving you both to the count of 10 for you to get the H-E double hockey sticks out of my office before I call security.
Oh, such foul language.
Jeez.
Harsh. Okay, so... The men are talking. John, go ahead.
So what I was saying is we have a lot of story left to tell here. And Edna and Josiah were going to review Gone with the Wind on this episode. That's not really...
It's not really a good way to end.
That's...
I'm picking up the phone.
Just a minute. Okay. Women in their phones.
Yeah.
Hello, security?
They're always going to tell you when they're on.
Always gabbing away.
I have two men that need to be ejected from my office.
You know what?
Thank you. They're on their way.
I think that we should voluntarily leave, because I've had about enough of this place. And Dolores, I think you're super hot, but we're leaving.
Good riddance.
I'd like to say that it's been a pleasure, but you know what? It hasn't. Maybe someday in the future, when you want to pull the stick out of your butt and put those Prego breasts to good use...
Get out of my office!
If you keep talking like that, I might not even call your cell phone tonight. All right, baby, I'll call, but I'm not gonna put nearly as much romance into it as I usually do.
Refuse. Protest song 68.
To sing, you must first open your mouth. You must have prayer lungs and a little knowledge of music. It's not necessary to have an accordion or a guitar. The essential thing is that I want to sing. Then this is the song I'm singing.
What did I want to be? Before the spirit! Let's go!
so hard, fast, and unexpected, baby. It'd be the perfect metaphor, be the perfect song we'd be singing.
Pacing around looking in me bone cauldron, man. I be looking at John and Ryan. John and Ryan be my enemies. John and Ryan be the worst guys on the world. They be messing with the squatter. I just wanted to go to the show, man. The Justin Bieber show, man. He be rocking, man. John and Ryan get me out of the show, man. It did not take me, man. I steal their radio magic, man, and I get on the internet. The ska trap be living on the internet forever, man. I be listening to the ska. I be bopping my head to Goldfinger, man, till the end of time. The master be teaching me how to get on the internet, man. How to get inside the internet. But John and Ryan, they follow me. They keep foiling my plans, man. Damn H to the C, man. I be feeling a little bad about the Y38/Z-bracket. Man. It was him or me, man. John and Ryan get the master mad at me. I had no choice but to make a sacrifice, man. John and Ryan will not be getting away with this, man. John and Ryan escape me, but I be taking them out this time, man. I must be beating John and Ryan this time, or the master be getting real mad at the Scartramp. Lord of mercy, the Scartramp be living on. John and Ryan don't stand a chance against the master man. The master man has a master plan, man. The Scartramp be playing the trombone at the funeral. I be drinking some old ass rum, waiting for John and Ryan to meet the end man.
One more, man. One more. There it is.
100.
Man, that's impressive. That is impressive.
Thanks, man. I've been focusing all my energy on jelly rolls, and it's all I can do to get there, but I'm finally up to 100.
100 jelly rolls.
They're not going to be ready for this jelly, John. I just want to make them well aware.
I don't think anybody could ever be ready for that jelly.
So what about you, John? Are you ready for this jelly?
I was born ready, just like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. John, I don't know what to say.
Well, I've been doing a little work myself. That was an example of one of my witty comebacks that I've been working on.
You've been working on witty comebacks, your top secret project, witty comebacks.
Top secret, like your mom's phone number.
What?
Not.
John!
See the double comeback?
Double comeback, one after the other. You're a master.
That Scartramp is going to have
comeback all over his face.
I am so glad that we took this time to get trained up, to get brained up. Now it's ready to brain some competition. Ba-bam!
Right in the brain. You see? Wasn't that a sweet line?
John...
Right in the brain.
2,000 monkeys working for 5,000 years on that comeback could not have produced something half as sweet in 10,000 years.
They couldn't come up with anything other than maybe the Scartramp's mom in 10,000 years.
Who come up with?
The Scartramp's mom.
Oh, man.
Ba-ba-bow! We've got this.
John, I've never been more impressed with somebody's comeback prowess in all my life.
You're about as impressed as Billy Ray Cyrus at the barbershop.
John, you're about as impressed as Billy Ray Cyrus when Miley Ray Cyrus went into a barbershop, cut her all her hair off.
That comeback, it's not bad for an amateur. You maybe have some potential, but until you get the training that I have, just leave the witty comebacks to me.
You're gonna have to look.
She tweeted a picture of herself eating breakfast this morning. I seen it.
Okay, and she had short hair, I assume?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Look it up.
The picture wasn't from this morning.
Look it up. Look it up.
I've seen pictures of
this
her recently.
This is where your
hair.
Witty comeback is discovered as a shitty comeback.
Ooh, that was pretty witty.
X, get in here. We need to look this up on our giant computer.
Witty.
I'll show you that twit pic.
Come on in, X. Show John that he's wrong.
X, bring up Miley Cyrus's Twitter feed, please.
Allow us access to your account information to see the top 18 boobiest boobies on the internet. Click now.
X, is everything okay?
She was infected by Y38/Z-bracket last episode.
We're so busy training, we got so distracted.
I got caught up all in the training and the witty comebacks, and I forgot all about you. You've taken us this far, Ryan.
We've got a first priority number one.
We have to get X fixed.
Where's the best place where we can get this virus removed?
PC Pickle Repair.
PC Pickle Repair? This is guys from the Buyer Flyer?
Yeah. When your PC's in a pickle, come to the place where the price is always kosher. That's our place. Remember?
Yeah, vaguely. Are you sure they're going to be able to do a good job on...
Oh, for sure. Pickled.com has top ratings all over the internet.
John, did you say pickled.com?
Yeah, PC Pickle Repair is at pickled.com.
John, that's our next word. We have to go to pickled.com for our next word.
Well, that's convenient. We need to get X fixed, and that's our next word.
You say convenient, but I'm beginning to think something a little bit grander is at play here.
It's like we're on a wheel that's turning, and we have no real control over it.
Just keeps turning back to the same place again.
We get sidetracked, but then we just end up at the next word on this list.
Do you want to know something really weird, though, John? I'm beginning to get this feeling like the track's starting to get closer to its end point.
After pickled, there's only one more word. What was the last word on the list? X?
Congratulations. Congratulations. You've won.
Oh, shit. Do you remember what the last word was?
It was something ominous. Something to do with endings.
Undying.
Undying.
So I think we go to pickled.com to get X fixed of her virus. And then we go to undying.com. That must be... That's the last word. That must be our final showdown with the Scottran.
But what if undying.com is named Undying because it's Scottramp's home base? What if
he's immortal? He's undying. Are we just on a fool's errand here, Ryan?
I don't think so, John.
Well,
we're connected to the future.
You know what? I don't believe in predetermined fates. I think that we have the power to shape our own future. And there might be certain events that are kind of meant to happen. Like we obviously need to go to pickled.com and then undying.com. That's without question. I feel that deep in my balls. I think that the details, I think we have some power over that. So the next word is undying.com, but it doesn't mean that we need to do it right away. I think if we continue our training, I learn some better, wittier comebacks.
John, I once heard of a monastery in Malaysia where the monks are said to have drunk from the fountain of youth every day on the anniversary of their birth and continue to stay the same age as when they went into the monastery. Maybe we can become one of the undying.
So, yeah, we'll do all that stuff. And then the sense of accomplishment that we'll have, in addition to my comeback training, your sweet-ass jelly rolls, and the immortality bestowed upon us by the monks, we are going to be unstoppable.
Right before that, I figure we learn girl power from the ladies who invented girl power.
Are we going to Spice World?
I was going to go, say, visit the Guests of Xena, but let's
Let's spice up our lives.
Can we invite the cast of Xena? Can we invite Lucy Roberts?
Yeah, but tell Renee O'Connor to stay home.
Click here for a free virus scan.
All right, X, don't you worry your sweet little keys. We're going to get you taken care of right now.
And then the adventure begins.
I be on the ropes, man.
You're gonna be on the ground soon, Scottramp. Forget this rope stuff.
Way to threaten that motherfucker, Ryan.
I'm threatening like a crazy fool.
I love that we can say all the words again.
You know how much I love my words. I have to have my words.
Let's say them together.
Inflate, threaten, escalate, suffer, pickled, undying.
Yes!
And we're finally here at undying.com, and Scottramp obviously isn't the thing that's undying. Because he's almost pretty much dead.
He's almost pretty much dead, and we're going to finish the job post-haste, John.
Scottramp, you don't make any sense.
No. I be making lots of sense, John.
You be making a Noah sense, Scottramp. And you know what? I'm sick of it, because the longer we stay in here, the longer we become like you. I just want to get this over with, put you in the ground, and get the hell out of here.
The Scottramp be going nowhere.
The Scottramp be going somewhere. Somewhere real quick.
I think this calls for a song, Ryan.
I think this calls for a song, too. And I think you're going to be a little bit surprised, Scottramp.
Hey, X. That's right, Scottramp. We got our computer fixed.
Yes, John, baby. What can I do for you?
How do you like No Doubt?
I be loving No Doubt.
Yeah, we know you be loving No Doubt.
How about a little song from their newest album, Ska Tramp?
Sounds great, John.
X, now that you're back at 100%, hit it.
No, man.
Are you hearing that bass?
No. This be the worst ska ever, man. Worst ska ever.
We got a sweet deal on that new subwoofer at Pickled.com.
X, how do you feel about it?
When your PC is in a pickle, come to the place where their price is always kosher. That's our place.
No, man. Oh, I hate it. Worst ska I've ever heard, man. Strangely,
I think it's catchy. Though.
Yeah?
I think it's catchy.
All right, John, we're all entitled to our own opinions, but Scottran doesn't seem to be liking it very much.
Would you hurry up and kill yourself?
No! Turn it off, man! It'd be hurting the Scottran!
Scottran, if we turned it off, then you'd stop backing up slowly.
Why, man? What'd be behind me?
Not a thing.
Oh! I'll get you, H to the C!
You know, that character never really worked that well anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's really too bad.
You know, we could have sent... Nah, never mind.
Yeah, it's too late anyway.
Fuck it. Hungry?
Yeah, but we gotta get out of here first. Too bad we couldn't take a car. Remember cars?
Were so sweet.
Do you remember taxis?
Taxis were a godsend.
You know what I loved about taxis?
Do you remember meeting new people?
I loved meeting new people, but what I was going to say, do you remember the color yellow?
Ah, oh, I do now. It's been so long.
Remember when you would meet a new person and they would be wearing the color yellow?
Oh my god, that was the best!
Everything was the best. Do you remember the time that we heard a song?
Wait! Bananas and Pajamas. They were yellow.
Do you remember Bananas and Pajamas?
I totally do. B1 and B2.
I was just going to say, do you remember what their names were? And you answered me before I could even ask.
That's right. That's seared into my mind.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when we remembered about cars?
Yeah. Imagine wearing those, like, blue and white striped pajamas while driving a car.
Can you ever remember talking this much in your entire life?
I don't know, my jaw kind of hurts.
Is something weird going on?
Alhamdulillah, الذي أقام السماوات والأرض بالعدل.
Translation. Are you enjoying my ramble gas, gentlemen?
You know, Ryan, I think there is something going on, and now that I think about it, there was that time when we were in the H to the C basement when we were first breaking into the internet when we had that ramble gas problem and we couldn't stop rambling. I almost forgot to take a breath there.
John, I gotta tell you, I remember that time that we were rambling a lot.
Oh, wait. Why are we rambling about rambling? There was an ominous voice that just threatened us.
I can't stop rambling about rambling, John, but you're right. We should pay attention to that ominous voice. Hey, ominous voice, what do you know about all this rambling? What? Huh? Hey?
What the fuck, yo?
وَخَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نَطْفَةٍ وَفَضْلٍ مِنْ سُنَنِهِ أَنَّ الْأَيَّامَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ دُوَلٌ.
Translation. I've been pulling the strings all along. You've been too blind to see.
I thought that we were at the end of our journey, but it's only the beginning.
The Smashing Pumpkins. The beginning is the end is the beginning.
Yeah.
Dana Gould, great thing not to do.
Oh, Lord. You know, the other one is like, you know the old rule, pick your battles. Don't pick any battles. Who wants a battle? You know, my wife and I got our kids baptized into the Catholic Church just because I didn't want to deal with it. I don't frankly think it does anything. My wife doesn't frankly think it does anything, but my parents were shitting themselves blind. Her parents were shitting themselves blind. And we said, "Forget, it's great. We're going to do it. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. A suspected pedophile dunks my kid's head in a bucket so when she dies, she can live in an invisible castle. Set the alarm. I said suspected. I don't want to stir anything up. But I was, when I was a child, and I was taught, when you died, you have to stand in front of all of your relatives that live in heaven and shout out every bad thing you did or thought. I was taught that by adults. And now I'm older and I realize that's not what happens. Now I'm older and I realize what happens is, when you die, you have to stand in front of all the children who died of starvation while you were alive and read them your eBay purchases. 50 cents would have fed my family for a week. Yeah, for $37, I got the Hot Wheels carrying case, the orange wheel with the handle. It didn't have cars. I think I kept like rubber bands in it. I don't even know where it is. We had to eat the roof of our house. Yeah, for $9, I got this Mars Attacks coffee mug from the movie Mars Attacks. Sure is hot here in heaven. Why does that angel have ram horns?
Future of the Left. Sorry, Dad, I was late for the riot.
Time. parents on film.
Welcome to the newest thing of Parents on Film on the H to the C's. I'm Edna Fairweather.
And I'm Josiah Fairweather.
And I'm very excited about this one times movie.
Yes, Edna, yes.
So this movie that we're gonna watch, it's a classic, I think. And I've heard good things about this movie, Josiah.
Yes, we've just never seen it.
It's called Gone with the Wind. It's a movie from the year that I was born, in 1939.
I was about 5 years old, and when it came out, I remember, but I never saw it.
I never saw it because as a baby, you couldn't have a baby in the movie because the baby might cry, and I never seen the movie. It's Gone with the Wind.
John bought it for us on the Blu-ray.
I can't wait to watch this movie. I think this will be fun.
Okay, let's put it on, Edna. What is that noise, Edna? That noise?
It's an H to the C mail. Let's open it up.
I don't know what that is.
It's a message from the boys.
Okay.
Ryan here. Sorry to say, there's a lot of things changing. This next episode might be your last episode. We're going to have to put aside Gone with the Wind and replace it with a movie called Killjoy 3. I think you guys are really going to like it, though. It's got clowns. It might even be better than Gone with the Wind. Fair warning, it is another horror movie. I fully 100% condone this movie, though. I especially think that Josiah will like it. So enjoy. We look forward to hearing what you guys think about it. Godspeed.
I don't know if we want to watch this, Ryan. Am I talking to him right now? And
it's Josiah. It's a recording. It's like a
he's
message.
He's not on the telephone.
It's like a message text.
I don't understand what you're saying to me right now.
It's like on the answering machine, but with the hologram.
Okay, Edna. I understand.
We want to do a good show, and if the people that like the show want us to watch Killjoy 3, I never saw. Have you seen Killjoy 1 or 2?
I've never heard of this crap, Edna. I've never heard of it.
Don't you be being a Killjoy, Josiah.
Gone with the Wind.
We can watch Gone with the Wind tomorrow.
Okay. Let's get this over with, Edna.
This is the last night of fun before back to the dorms.
The professor gets back in 3 days.
One more night to make a little trouble.
I'll drink to that.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. I found it outside.
What is it?
We don't know. Let's open it. I think someone thought you needed a mirror.
So ornate. Beautiful. Looks like something out of a fairy tale.
Something weird is happening.
My God.
Your ass is mine!
Killjoy.
You find me funny?
I didn't do anything!
Our phones don't work. We're trapped inside this house.
And Erica's stuck in there. With him.
You'll never see your friends again.
We're about to come face to face with the pure expression of evil.
Welcome to my feast! Dig it!
If you're not afraid, you will be.
You don't know what we're up against.
Ah! What do you want with us?
You think that's funny? I'll show you funny!
I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, homie.
Come on. I need sacrifice. You and your friends will pay.
Oh, you're scary.
Well, Killjoy 3 is the movie that we just watched. Josiah, this is not an appropriate movie for families.
It's not an appropriate movie for anyone. I thought it was crap, Edna. It was crap. Ryan made us watch this movie.
In the first part, they're making blood sacrifice to the beast.
It was vulgar, Edna. And it was wrong.
Satanism
is wrong, Edna.
A scary clown with horns, and he needs blood, and
there was a naked woman clown,
and that
she disgusted. It was depraved, Edna.
That was his posse, the one that he conjured with his evil. It was punchy,
horrible. There's this demon clown, and his name's Killjoy, wasn't it, Edna? That's the name.
Killjoy.
At one point, he rips his face open. It was disgusting.
Oh,
no one should. I don't know who makes these things, movies, Edna. They're disturbing. And Ryan, our nephew John, we get his friend Ryan recommends this movie to us.
Well, Josiah, I know the movie. It was a bad movie, but we have a duty, we have a job, and we have to tell people what's why not to see this movie. There's Killjoy and Punchy the Hobo Clown and Freak Show. What was that? Oh, and the nude woman.
There was a guy, a clown, that shoots a twin out of his belly at people.
His Freak Show was his name.
I've never heard of this crap before in my life.
I don't understand. Then the character, his name is Zilla, and he fights with the Punchy, and he tells Punchy he says demand justice, Punchy. But what gives Killjoy the right to push you around? Which is true, because Punchy didn't understand always.
I guess not, and I think you paid more attention than I did.
He
I wouldn't read too much into it there, Edna.
He said bunnies, but this movie I.
You know what part I didn't like, Edna? When the girl gets torn apart and eaten by the clowns, I didn't.
No, that wasn't. That's unnecessary. Nice.
You don't need to see that. No one needs to see that.
And they said something about this, but the swine flu. And remember, I had the swine flu, and I was in bed and I was all sweaty and I was having the dreams, but I was awake. I didn't like to think about it, and this so much swearing in this movie, Josiah.
Yes, there was a lot of swearing. I didn't care for that at all. Horrible.
They're saying.
I don't mind a little cursing, but this was.
They said
it was overload.
They said the F words
a few times.
The F word and F word and F this and F this and send this F word to F.
Oh, and I'm sick. I don't know if it was the movie or if I got a spell coming.
I
think I'm having a spell.
Josiah? It'll be okay, Josiah.
You know what? I knew that black guy was bad news.
Josiah, that's not nice. And Zilla was nice.
And I didn't call him a Negro. You told me not to say Negro anymore.
How did Edna,
I wasn't really paying attention. How did they kill the Killjoy at the end, Edna?
Well, at first, the professor, he told him his real name. It was Veridig.
I don't know it.
But that was just a trick. And then the Killjoy hit him with the hammer, and then everybody laughed at him, and that started to kill him.
And everybody died except one girl.
The girl that could laugh the longest. She lived. She jumped out of the mirror.
And the clown exploded.
And she exploded.
It was really disgusting.
And then the laughing girl is strapped on the table in the mental hospital, and they say she never stops laughing.
At the end, the girl ends up in a mental institution, like my cousin Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. I remember Jimmy when he was 20 years old, and he just got his new job at the paint factory, and he was so proud.
And then one day, he just went nuts, and
sad, but, well, this might be the last one, Josiah. This is a bad movie, and I'm sad that this is
coming to an end. I'm kind of glad that this, you know, they've made us watch. We've been kidnapped. We've had to watch horrible, horrible, filthy movies.
Yeah, the fireproof though, that was nice, and after 40 days,
fireproof was excellent. It really improved our marriage.
Yes, we're stronger than ever.
And we have more Jesus with us.
Jesus and Josiah, my two J boys.
That's right.
So, let's tomorrow, you and me, Josiah, we're going to watch Gone with the Wind. And if they want us to do a review, we can, but we'll just watch it and love each other.
I don't know if I'm doing it. I'm gonna watch the movie, but I might be done with this. The microphones and the John and Ryan.
Well, let's get you some tea for that cough.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin, Tangerine.
Day. I only find it slips away to gray. The hours they bring me pain. Tangerine, living reflections from a dream. Her love, she was my queen, and now a thousand years between. Thinking how it used to be, does she still remember times like these? To think of us again. Do.
Can't believe it, Ryan. This is it.
I know. What a way to end the 10th show of Versity. I mean, we started out raising our glasses in celebration. Now we're tilting our glasses in depression.
You know what they say. It's better... I forget what the saying is, the one about burning out and young. We've had 10 episodes. And maybe in 10 years, there'll be some hipsters that are really into that H to the C podcast that only lasted for 10 episodes.
That's the best we can hope for now, John.
We'll probably be dead in a ditch of heroin overdoses.
Well, it's straight downhill from here. I just want to forget everything.
It's our show-iversary and our show-clusion.
Show-aside.
I don't know what... I just don't know what to say. Yeah, fuck it. Well, let's gut this bitch. Let's take this studio apart.
I don't want to find out that somebody has taken all of our equipment and
this telephone patch cord I've had my eye on for a long time. I think that's the first thing I'm going to take.
John, that's yours. You earned it. I'm going to take this monitor if you don't mind.
Yeah, take it.
Good. And I'm just going to smash this soundboard because neither of us need it. And
hello? What? Yes. Okay, yes, that works very well for us. Thank you, goodbye.
John, what works well for us?
H to the C's back in business, baby. Kicking your ass and fucking your bitch.